And you're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And we have a guest today. We have lots to talk about. There was all kinds of things going on last evening. So we're going to go to Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She's a sponsor. Oh, she's not ready. Oh, we're having all kinds of issues here this week. It has been a week, and this is only Wednesday. I have in my hand, and when Melody comes on, we're going to talk a little bit more about economics. But I have in my hand an article about Dennis Rodman, and it's the possibility of him being included in the North Korea summit with President Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. And I thought that was really interesting. He, he's visited North Korea several times, and he and Kim are buds. They get along real well. And it's kind of something that he has taken on. Whether you like him or don't like him, Dennis Rodman has been pretty close to Kim Jong-un, and he goes there and visits him quite often. And he says he's talked about it, and there's no final trips plans for that just yet. But if he's needed, he will be there. So the rumor is that they're going to have him come along, and he's going to be kind of a liaison. I don't know exactly what they're going to call him, but it'll be kind of interesting to see how that pans out. Only in America would you have such a thing. But it's kind of neat. Interesting. We've made fun of Dennis Rodman a few times, not me necessarily personally, but America has, because he's a little bit out there. But it's going to be interesting to see if he does go to North Korea for these summit meetings. So that is just one issue that's on the docket. The other is the elections last night. Now, if you were watching the elections, I missed most of that. I'll just confess, I was out watching grandchildren play baseball. So I missed most of that, but I got home late, about 11 o'clock, and I finished up watching it and till they were done giving their reports. And the Democrats didn't fare so well. And so we do have Melody. We're going to go to her in just a second. But the Democrats didn't fare very well, and it looks like their hopes of taking over, taking the majority again, might be dashed. But, you know, there's a lot that can happen between now and November. In fact, one thing that can happen is Melody, we can finally get her on the telephone. She's having phone problems this morning. We're going to blame it all on you, Melody. So how are you today?
I'm going to blame the Democrats.
They're mad, huh? And you don't even live in California.
Good morning. And I do want to say to the listeners, we are having phone issues. I don't know why. It says the circuits are busy. So usually, though, when you call into an area with busy circuits, something is going on. Not always, but no bad weather or anything like that. So it's just a busy day on phones or something. I don't know, but I have Comcast for my phones, and who knows?
Yeah.
But we're working on it, ladies.
So we can give the number out, but if you don't get through, it's not because they're not trying to.
What's interesting is sometimes it does work and sometimes it doesn't work. So they can still call 800-375-4188, and just bear with us today, and we'll be back on as soon as we can.
Can you call out?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
So it's not working either direction, huh? Well, did you get to hear what I was talking about, Dennis Rodman? He might go to North Korea. He might be a part of the summit.
I did see that.
It's kind of interesting.
I don't even know what to say anymore.
I said only in America.
You get so many of these mixed thoughts. On one side, hey, if it works, be done, let it be. And then on the other hand, it's just not right. But I don't know. I just don't know. So, I'm for one, I never liked having, half of Hollywood showing up in D.C. at at Washington, at the White House. I'm not one who favored, all these, athletes, getting patted on the back because they did their jobs. And, I don't think that's what D.C. was originally meant
for. No, it's a lot of show, isn't it?
It's just, and it's not, and I'm not saying this administration, I'm saying
all of them,
all the administrations who promoted these.
President Barack Obama, I don't remember the daughter's name, the oldest daughter, when she was out of school and thinking and looking at college, they had a picture of her with Weinstein. And nobody has ever talked about that, and I'm sure nothing happened there, but it's just that they promoted this guy as some celebrity and some big guy, and here he's been such an abuser of women, and, I don't know when the Hollywood or the big stars or all that started, football and baseball, that's kind of all American and I don't have a big problem with it, but when they're doing the protests with the taking of the knee, I'm going to be doing the Star Spangled Banner for the beginning of the Poker Run, which is a fundraiser for the honor flights that they do for our vets as they go to D.C. And I'll be doing that here in another week or so, and on a Saturday morning. And if the gentleman came in today to make sure that we were on for that, and I said, yes, we are. I've got another person that's going to be singing with me. And he said, well, I don't believe there's going to be any of us taking a knee. And then he just kind of shook his head. He said, I just don't know what to think of the NFL anymore. He said, I just don't know what to think. But, America is confused as to who they are. And taking a knee on the national anthem doesn't really serve the protest. I can understand maybe some of the things that they want to protest, but I don't think that there's a place and a time for everything, and I don't believe that was the place and the time, and I think it escalated against them. And definitely the fans that pay big dollars to go see them didn't want to see that. They wanted to see football. And they wanted to see the athletes that are way talented. They really are. They're very talented and capable of doing things while they're young. Do it while you're young, because when you get old, you get a little slower. But anyway, it's going to be interesting to see what Dennis Rodman, if he goes or if he doesn't go, and what pans out with that. It's been an up and down, and of course that is, I guess, the art of the deal. Did you read the art of the deal? Somebody's encouraging me to read that. Well, they have been for several years, but I get books all the time to read. Have you read the art of the deal?
I read little excerpts from it and so forth. And
Well, maybe if I'd read it, I'd do a little better with things. Maybe I'd know how to deal. I don't know. Anyway.
Wheeling and dealing.
Wheeling and dealing on the radio.
That's America. Wheeling and dealing.
Only in America. Anyway.
If these athletes want to make a statement, let them make it in an intelligent and proper manner. Let them make their,
they could have a rally.
Write a book.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, write a book.
Pardon?
You said write a book. I just kind of chuckle. Everybody's writing a book. I started my book this week.
I actually found part of my book this week.
Awesome.
We are going to finish ours too. I came across it yesterday, and the first part of it, and the book is called Gold, the Power, Politics, and Numismatics. And I think we're going to change the title to Gold, the Power, Politics, in Today's World.
Awesome. We need to talk about that, but we have other things we need to talk about. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We will get on to the economy, the tariffs, the taxes, and other things that are plaguing our world right now. 877-895-5410. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Anna visiting today with Melody Cedarstrom, our discount gold and silver trading sponsor. And we're not going to give her number right now, but we are going to give her website, dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. Or you can go to my website and click on her icon on the right-hand side. And we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, visiting today with Melody Cederstrom. She's having some phone issues. I'm going to give out her phone number, but they're going to have, I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's all that weather you had before. But I'm going to give the number, but just be aware that she is having phone issues. It's 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. 4188. Visit her website. Sign up for her newsletter at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Or you can go to my website, which is simply CSCTalkRadio.com, and click on the icon for Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I wanted to talk a little bit about your book, because we had both talked several weeks ago, maybe a few months ago, about writing books, and I hadn't started mine yet. The kids have been after me. Of course, then I broke my elbow, and I really couldn't type. I still can't type for a very long length of period of time, but I am doing a little bit better, and I will get back to my writing. I love to write. I know I say that, but I will get back to my writing. But I'm interested in your book. When did you start that?
A long time ago. A very long time ago.
Well, that's because you're actually doing your own, not a ghostwriter. You know, so many of them, they say they wrote a book, and yeah, I know you didn't. Somebody else did that. But anyway, I think...
Well, yeah, we are going to have a combination of writers in the book. And but it is a gold, again, the gold, the power, politics, the numismatics, which the title is going to be changed. And the first part deals with the power of gold and the The second part is going to deal with the politics. And the third part was originally going to be about numismatics, and we were going to do it in three sections, but I decided to put it all together. But this was back like in 2008, 2009, when the idea first popped into my head.
Well, I think it's a good idea, and I think you should follow up on it. I had another talk show host that wanted to talk with me here this week, and he called a week or so ago, and he's written a book, and he sent me a book, and I took it home, and I haven't had a chance to look at it, but my husband's reading it. He said, well, it's kind of interesting. He said he's got, I can't remember the name of it. His name is Michael Hart. But he's gone through each one of the states, and there's just little unknown facts about each one of the states. And so it's just kind of one of those interesting books that just gives you mindless information, I guess. You don't really, not necessarily that you're going to use it in the future. You might if you do some kind of crazy game where you have to know all these different things. And you do that a lot, so you might need that book. But anyway,
we do play trivia once in a while, but
mm-hmm. Yep. So anyway, good luck with your book. I hope you do that. Mine is more about how feminism has ruined women's rights and demeans women, and so that's what mine's about. But I only got through the preface and the dedication this week, so we'll get there. We will get there. But
it's good luck.
Thank you. I will send you a copy when I get it done.
Please.
I may have to have you proofread. I may have to have proofread. Yeah, so I don't know which direction you want to go first. Do you want to talk about some of the tariffs, some of the job report that came out? What do you want to talk about?
Well, there was a report this morning. The Census Bureau today released information. The U.S. merchandise trade deficit with China set a record through April, hitting another $119 billion for the first 4 months of 2018. From January through April, the Census Bureau reported that the United States exported $42 billion in goods to China.
Wow.
While importing, this is April, or from January through April. So in other words, when measured by dollar value, the United States bought about 3.8 times as much, almost 4%, or almost 4 times as much in goods from China as China bought for the United States. This is prior to this year, the record for the highest trade deficit with China in the first 4 months of the year came in 2015. And that was at 115. So it's, kind of interesting, then as we relate to the tariffs discussions and the tit for tat type of, what we've been reading about and hearing about, so forth, on various products and so forth. So
give me that number again. You said we exported $42 billion to China.
Correct.
And
correct.
How much did we import?
161.
Okay, 161.
So almost four times as much.
Huh. Interesting. Isn't it?
It really is. I mean, these are big numbers. And I believe the tariffs are going to hurt. And,
I do. Well, but that is off balance, isn't it? I mean, shouldn't we be?
Of course it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. I think when, we buy four times as much, absolutely. And I didn't get a chance to really absorb all the data that came out. But the top 10 U.S. imports from China in 2017, of course, is cell phones and other household goods.
Wow.
It's all technology. You're looking at computers.
Mm-hmm.
It was next, telecommunications equipment, computer accessories, toys, games, and sporting goods, apparel, textiles, furniture, other parts and accessories of vehicles, household appliances, and electric apparatus was on the bottom of the top 10 list. Sounds like a David Letterman talk.
But I didn't end up with a joke, though.
Yeah. But, yeah, the joke's on us.
I guess it is. The joke's on us.
But the cell phones, of course, and, you know, so it's, you know, and I'm just, it's just my little mind. I question when there was such a big deal with the ZTE, which is a cell phone provider, and that's our biggest import from China. I don't know. I don't have the details of what goes on between these. I'm not the fly on the wall, so I really know what's, you know, we can only go by the information that is released to us. So I'm sure there's a lot more that isn't.
We don't ever see.
Yeah, we don't ever see. We never hear. And so it is kind of, you know, interesting. What we export to China, and this is according to the Census Bureau, were civilian aircraft, engines and equipment, and parts. That was number one. Number two was soybeans. Then it's passenger cars, new and used, semiconductors. And then the list goes down, and the last one was logs and lumber. And so that's what we export.
You know, furniture manufacturing, and I just remember this from my days with Derry Brownfield, was huge in North Carolina back in the day, and it's dropped off significantly. And I guess that's because we're bringing in furniture made in other, you know, other nations. We're importing it now instead of buying or making it here on our own, as well as with the cell phones. I mean, there's no reason why we couldn't manufacture that here. Except for the money, the salaries people make here, as opposed to the salaries that they get in China, where they can do it so much cheaper. Slave labor, so to speak.
Well, and now you know why you hear so much about, you know, that China steals the technology when you have those types of, I mean, the first, you know, the first big items, which, you know, totals probably half of that number. You're looking at cell phones, computers, telecommunications, computer accessories. No wonder they want to have you know, access to these multinational corporations and want to be a part of their companies in order to get, you know, the technologies in order to promote that. And so you know, and again, you know, I think it's, these are just signs of where we are today. Mm-hmm. And how there isn't anything that's truly secure in our future. Sure, we can nip away at some of these issues and maybe make it better for some.
For a time.
For a time, exactly.
But to get the all-over picture, it's going to take... it's going to take a larger change. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She's a sponsor of today's show. Be sure to use her for all your gold and silver needs, and we are going to talk about that when we come back as well. 877-895-5410. No tariff on us. We'll be back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She is a sponsor of the show. Without her, we wouldn't be here, and we appreciate that so much. And I take to heart my sponsors, and Melody has, she is a Christian woman, and she runs her business with those ethics, with those values, and I won't have it any other way, so we put it... We are very proud to have you as a sponsor, and we are going to go to the phone lines. We have Steve from Northern Illinois. Steve, how are you doing today?
Doing pretty good, Beth Ann.
What's on your mind?
I have a question on trade deficit.
Okay.
If the United States can create dollars out of thin air and then trade those dollars for finished goods, why is that a bad thing? I mean, we're trading, you know, stuff we can just create unlimited supply of, and we're getting hard assets back. Why is that bad? I would think we'd want to trade deficit.
Well, I mean, if you have a good economy, there can be somewhat of a trade deficit. But as large as that we have, no, it doesn't mean that we don't have the jobs in this country. It does mean that we've lost these jobs. And, you know, we should have some of that marketing, some of that manufacturing here in these states to provide a little bit better, wages, you know, for the people. So, I mean, in great economies, yeah, you can have trade deficits, but I think the one we have is too large. And you look at the root of the problem is how the trade deficits were created. You know, we did have bad trade agreements. Fair trade is great. Free trade is wrong. And we were, you know, living standards, our lifestyles were compromised. So, and you know, what I see is what, you know, Bob Chapman used to talk about all the time is we exported our inflation just so that people in this country can continue to buy trinkets and keep all these multinational corporations in money. So who's really benefiting?
Okay. Thank you.
So it really is.
Are you on Facebook?
What?
I'm sorry. I talked to my producer. I apologize. Go ahead.
Okay, so it really is a big picture that you have to look at. And all of those trinkets that are purchased here in the United States is all based on debt. So eventually that debt's going to have to be paid for. And the debt's really too big to be paid.
All right, Steve?
Okay. To me, it looks like the other countries are, you know, they're taking in dollars that we can just, you know, gin up out of nothing, and they're trading, you know, stuff that we can, use you know, not even paper. I mean, our dollar is just a computer digit.
But look what China's done with those dollars that they got. They didn't keep them. They reinvested them into their infrastructure. They reinvested it into their military. So really, as our country is on the decline, because, you know, we're losing jobs, you know, around the world, and our wages are going down, our inflation is going up. You have other countries that are building up their infrastructure, building up their military, and at one time, and sometime in the future, we're going to have to face them probably militarily. So, you know, it's and that because this country wasn't protected. You know, and they did need to level out the living standards here and around the world. And you have to really look at the big picture. What was their agenda? You know, their agenda, I mean, look at the power, look at the wealth. You know, and not only do we lose in our wages and our standard of living, I go back to we lose our freedoms and our liberties. So it costs the United States, the citizens of this country, a lot. And number one, because they couldn't keep us on a gold standard. Mm. And it all goes back to the bankers. It all goes back to the Federal Reserve. It all goes back. It is a cycle. You know, they thought they could control monetary policy with booms and busts by adjusting the interest rates. You know, I was reading an article today. If the Federal Reserve wants to break the bank, they can. You know, if they think it's getting too heated with inflation, they do their little jumble bumbles and try to affect things. They try to control things. Well, sometimes things just get too big and it can't be controlled, and I think that's where we're at now. You know, things are just so big and huge.
Yeah, I agree. Right. I think we should go back to a gold standard, to be honest with
you. All right. Appreciate the call, Steve. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Right. We have Ray. Illinois people are calling in. We have Ray from Northern Illinois. Ray, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Beth Ann.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been. I called in a couple times, and you missed me because I had another phone call coming through.
Oh,
anyway,
okay.
this is in regards to the debt with China. They have no – they don't really spend a whole lot for paying their people. They steal the intellectual property, you know, that the companies here in the U.S. will manufacture a project. They put all the money into developing that project, and then China steals it and copies it. And I just don't get it. Why we're even spending the money with them? Then you got Shark Tank. The first thing they do is, can you get it done cheaper in China?
Yeah.
So they're only looking out for only themselves.
You know, it was all part of keeping the illusion. I mean, that's why you look at the big picture. Hmm. I mean, personally, what I believe that this was a long time agenda in the making. That if you can go back, you can see the various booms and busts, taking off the gold standard, taking us off the silver standard, closing the gold window, the petrodollar. Every time we went into a bad period of time, recession, it was all debt was created, programs were created, Wall Street was created for individuals, for everyone and their brother to get into it. It was the financing. Wall Street was the financing of the destruction of this country. And you're right. China pays their people nothing, but that's what you have in a communistic country. We've all forgotten China's communism. You know, we forget what they're after. You know, we think it's all, well, we don't, but people, this country think that buying, you know, if they can buy trinkets, I mean, this was the carrots that were dangled in front of the people. You know, we can live wealthy. We can live the lifestyles of the rich and the famous. You know, we can go into debt and have as many toys and trinkets as we want. Now, a lot of that inflation was exported out in order to allow these other countries to make it, export it to us, and we bring it in, and everyone's happy until the day the money is due. Now we're on a cycle. They're going to print until, you know, they're going to continue this for as long as they can. But I don't think we're that far away. I don't think they can anymore. We see the Federal Reserve pulling back on their purchases. You know, they're letting the bonds expire. They're pulling back and everybody looks to the Wall Street, to the stock markets. I heard President Trump say something, well, look at the economy. You know, it's up so many trillions of dollars. He was referencing the stock market. That's our economy anymore.
Yep.
And,
I worked for a company. We made 3D printers. And they sold three of them to China, different companies, and one was called Acme China. And one of the bigwigs in the company said, you watch, within 2 years, our machine is going to be copied and it'll be on the market for half the price.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, but you have these we blame China, and I'm not sticking up for China, but we have... We have these multinational corporations who want to make it, who want to build things in China. They know what they're giving up in order to do that. They know.
Yep.
They know the relationship they're going into, and now they're here, you know, crying and saying all our technology is being stolen by China. Well, hey, you went over there and you
kind of gave it away. Yeah, we're going into a break.
You agreed to it, so why should our government be fighting China?
We're headed into a break. Thank you, Ray. We are headed into a break. We have another caller. He's on hold. Tom from South Carolina. We'll get to you when we come back. Melody Cederstrom is our guest today of Discount Gold and Silver Trading, DGScoins.com, or you can give us a call at 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honor. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. It's the fastest hour of the day, especially when you're visiting with Melody, because we have such fun together. And I've been missing you, girlfriend. I've been missing you. So we.
I hear you. I do too.
We'll get a little bit more work done, but I'll tell you what, I do miss my girlfriend. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Tom from South Carolina. Tom's got a good reminder for us. Tom, how are you doing today?
Doing good, doing good. I got a poem I'd like to read, something that I wrote D-Day, man. But first, you know, this is D-Day, commemorating D-Day, getting to see.
Yes, thank you.
44. A lot of people went to an awful lot of effort, a lot of lives lost trying to give us freedom, I think. They gave us the freedom to give it away. But that doesn't detract from what those people did.
It's amen.
Tremendous, tremendous. And we're invaded again by international codes. I don't know if y'all know anything about that, but here, where I live, there are some little rural schools that could be brought up to modern standards, but they have to meet international codes, and they say it'd be cheaper to demolish the schools and build them anew rather than just fix them up because of international codes. I suspect that's European. There's probably still German influence. Dreadful, in my opinion. Anyway, let me read my little poem. I know we're running out of time. It's called D-Day Men. He's a man too young to cast a vote, but he's cast upon the sea, the crowd aboard a landing boat for the beach at Normandy. The moon and tide affect his ride, and his boots fill up with water. Though fate decides perhaps he dies, he'll give the Reich no quarter. From the awful ocean wreckage to the strand of bloody sand, time plays tricks to stop and stand. Then up the hill and on ahead, it seems unreal and always will. So many men so dead. Now anywhere these rifles reach, the lesson's clear they came to teach. Men are not just lumps of coal to feed a Nazi fire or any other ism that steals a man's desire. And like those men from way back then who fought the New World Order, we'll have to fight that sin again that's here inside our border. Socialism's creeping while the world again is sleeping. Nothing's ever over as we carry on our load. There's a battle always brewing further down the road. So celebrate the honor, the duty, and the glory when someone special comes our way to tell the D-Day story. Lily Marlene, the cliffs of Dover, and Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree. A rhythm, a rhyme, a melody of some old favorite tune. And we're back to 44 again, and then the 6th of June. All those ships and planes and tanks, our men with higher ranks, and all of y'all without much say, of course you have our thanks. Even the Huns who fought in vain to crush you while retreating. Y'all saved them from a harsher fame, and they'll thank you for the beating. Anyway, I'm glad to say, real Americans ain't to blame. And when they heard their country's call, the D-Day men all came.
Wow. Thank you, Tom. Can you send that to me? May I post that? May I make that a part of my blog?
Sure.
Can you? Are you able to email?
No, I'll have to send it snail mail.
Snail mail? All right. Well, I'm going to try and transcribe it. I've done that before, but I'm not sure I could get it right. So snail mail it to me at Post Office, Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. And just put it to Beth Ann or just put it to CSE Talk Radio. Tom, you brought tears to my eyes. My dad was there. My father-in-law was a prisoner of war in World War II. And you've touched my heart. Thank you so much for reminding us of those great men, that great generation.
Well, thank you. And I'll send a little something. It'll be wrapped up in the poem.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that, Tom. Melody, you know, I've got the greatest listeners in the world. I really do.
Well,
I don't know if you're crying, but I'm crying. So.
We share a lot of those listeners.
Yes, we do.
I just want to say to Tom, that was absolutely beautiful.
Mm.
And I hope you will send me when you receive
I will.
It, that you will send me.
I will send you a copy of that. You know,
certainly that needs to be shared.
He started mentioning the songs, and my dad played the piano, and he played a lot of those songs, so it really took me mm-hmm. back. I really appreciate it, Tom. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Gold and silver, that's what we're supposed to be talking about now that we're all crying.
I don't know if I can talk about gold and silver after that.
That's pretty tough. But, you know, they fought for. They fought for this nation, and that's what we're doing, Melody. So it's only right that we fight to get that gold standard back and to get our economy back into our own hands. So let's go ahead and talk about it.
Well, you know, I really don't even know where to go.
No, I'm crying.
I'm just not sure. I mean, it's very powerful. That was very powerful.
It was.
And thank you, Tom, again, for sharing that with us.
Amen.
And so you know what was interesting, though, is I think today, and I don't know why, I don't know if this was, you know, because of the, you know, but I've heard more about this day today than I've had in years.
Mm.
It's the same way with the assassination of Bobby Kennedy.
Wow.
And I've been hearing, and it's interesting, I've even heard comments that they don't teach history in school anymore. And we don't realize, you know, the youth today just don't get it because they haven't been, you know, they don't teach our history. They don't teach these moments. They don't teach the sacrifices that this country has given, you know, and the personal sacrifices of family. And I was even listening, I think it was it Mark Levin last night I was listening, he was talking about the football player, someone, I'm not sure if it was him, but they were talking about these colleges, they teach these kids things, but they don't teach them to how to behave, you know, they don't really teach them any life lessons or the type of person that they should be. And there's some incredible people out there. that have done many, many things, and our listeners and your listeners and my listeners. And it's, I don't know, it's just...
going back to what we were talking about at the beginning of our conversation with writing these books, I think that's one reason I'm writing this book. And my first chapter is going to be on being a lady. I don't think, we kind of can chuckle about that, but I don't think we're taught how to be respectful, how to be a lady or a gentleman anymore. You know, what happened to, you know, the feminist movement was part of that too. You don't need to open my door for me. Well, yeah. Why not?
Yeah, you do.
Yes.
but by women saying, you don't need to open my door anymore.
They've demeaned themselves.
It gives the message to the men that, you're right, that demeans us to them.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
So
Tom, thank you for telling us and reminding us of the value of life. And the value of sacrifices that were given for us, that we can sit here today and talk and complain and laugh and cry because so many others sacrificed so, so much. Melody, we're out of time. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much for being with us today. Give Melody a call at 1-800-375-4188. Visit her website. Sign up for her newsletter at dgscoins.com. And let's all come together to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforcing courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules, a must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty, understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.